awful. Now crank it up, Chance. Crank it up. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Tuesday afternoon. Yankees still lead the Red Sox 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Of course, the wild card round is underway. We're going to have to talk more about this tomorrow, but the CFL probability from Keith Willoughby on CFL.ca, all of, with the Bombers 40-3 win over Hamilton, now has the Bombers with
the
best odds to win the Grey Cup.
Keith, you got to turn that thing off.
Well,
there's something. Unplug it.
Yo, turn it on and off again. Is that how computers work?
Turn it off. Like,
I was worried it went, when he went to Boston, his computer got drunk because Winnipeg at the top, BC next, Saskatchewan third in the probability. Does not like the two-game losing streak.
Okay, I mean, we're losing a little bit of confidence on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
So
is
the computer.
But that thing, that the computer's panicking on the Riders. It's out.
Yeah. So we'll dig into that a little deeper tomorrow.
I want to, next time we have Keith on, I'm going to ask him if he's ever watched any of the Terminator movies.
What, do you think the computer's going to take over? Well, they are. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, AI and everything. Pretty much.
But
it's over
tonight on this National Day of Truth.
The computer wouldn't pick Rush.
It's fine. It's Rush. It's a good Canadian band. Tonight with awesome. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the Western Canada Pro Hockey Scouts Foundation hosting an event. Many Indigenous hockey players, including Rich Pilon, will be there, and Brian Trotche, as we talked to Rich about how big of an impact Brian Trotche was as a young guy from Saskatchewan making his way in the NHL with the New York Islanders.
You know what, Brian, when I came in the league, actually right away, because I played with him, he took me under his wing pretty much immediately. And the hardest thing, I think back then when you're coming into the league like that, being obviously I was young, I was 19, Brian, just seeing his name, I was probably a bandwagon more than anything because I used to always cheer for Montreal and New York. So I got to watch Brian play a lot of, when I got to watch him win the cups, it was just, now you're in that room with him, you can look across the room, he's sitting there, and you're like, you almost got to pinch yourself.
Rich, what are you hoping, when you attend an event like Tuesday night, what are you looking for? From an evening like that, outside of obviously, you know, raising some money for some great causes.
Well, I think for myself, and I'm like, to just add on a little bit more about Brian, I guess Brian and I have actually started, we're working with Métis Nation Saskatchewan for Truth and Reconciliation. We have the Louis Riel Cup happening in April of next year, and it's really based on reconciliation, bringing cultures together, not only Indigenous, but non-Indigenous, Métis, you know, Sikh, it doesn't matter. It's bringing all cultures together. So when you go to an event like this, it's about just bringing awareness that, hey, listen, it's sometimes the elephant in the room, and it's more about just bringing people together and getting to celebrate, tell some stories as an Indigenous player, Métis player. I'm going to get to meet some other players that I haven't met yet, and some I have and become friends with. So it's just a getting together and basically promoting not only Indigenous hockey, but just bringing all cultures together under one roof and sometimes having a little bit of those hard conversations, which it probably won't be there, but it's more about just showing that here we're one, and we just want to get, you know, bring people together, be it bring life into a better positive, you know, positive way.
How important was it? Did you have role models, people from the community you were able to look up to and say, okay, there's somebody who looks like me, has a similar background as me, and I, too, can get to the National Hockey League?
You know what? Honest, for myself, it wasn't that way. Growing up in a small town, St. Louis, I was more kind of, you know, I grew up in an era where my family, the way we grew up, and this is part of the reconciliation, is that my parents were taught from there, especially my dad, that he wasn't allowed to promote his Indigenous side. He was basically, from his parents, was that you got to speak, pretend you're French so no one picks on you. So me growing up under that with my father didn't come, and this is what Métis Nation have done for me. Because in the last 3 years, not only with Métis Nation Saskatchewan, but with Brian, I've been able to embrace my heritage as a Métis. So when I was growing up in St. Louis, there was really, I grew up watching, you know, Guy Lafleur was my idol, right? Mm-hmm. In our area, there was really some good hockey players, like there was some that were close to playing in the NHL, actually, some of these guys. But they just never got the opportunity from just because of where we lived, probably, right? So, honestly, the game itself with these Indigenous players that I see now, I'm one of them as a role model. And you try and just, you know, it's not... Not do as I what's the, how's that term go? You say do as I do, but don't do what I do. I don't know if you've heard that. It's like don't do it because I've been down a road of like you know where it's, you know my story is pretty. I would consider myself an outlier how I basically made the NHL. And when I tell my story to young Indigenous kids today, trying to be that role model, you know, I said at 15 years old I was playing old timer hockey and rec hockey in St. Louis, and all of a sudden at 19 I'm sitting on the blue line and with my first NHL. Registered game with the LA Kings looking over and seeing Wayne Gretzky on the other blue line.
Wow.
Within 5 years. That's how fast my life changed.
So in a roundabout way, not even in a roundabout way, if you're growing up and you're being told you need to hide who you are, that is a form of discrimination. That is suppression.
It and, really is. Yeah.
And I'm curious about how you handled it, and at some point, did you experience like direct racism in the game?
In the game itself, we like, you know like we were like in the game itself, like at the National Hockey League level. Yes, but I didn't look at it that way because I was kind of you know growing up, I was always picked on a little bit, and it was more because I was a little bit of a rabby kid, but I wasn't big at the time, so. You know, playing in the NHL, like I told a story the other day, I remember fighting one of my teammates because I was having a bad day on the ice, and it might be one of the stories I talk about even, and, you know, Dave was telling me, you know, I was struggling on my one-on-one, Al Arbor's my coach, I'm just having a bad day. And one of my roommates was just, hey, you dirty Paiute, you don't call me. Like, I'm like, what? Like, lay off, man, I'm having a bad day. And all of a sudden he said it again. All of a sudden, we're going toe-to-toe in practice, right?
Yeah.
Then we got to drive home together. And I just kicked the living shit out of him. So it's like, I remember Mick Pacoda going, he was driving. It was just silence the whole way home. Because, you know, back then in our era, too, we lived together, right? We try to save dollars. And,
yeah.
Right? I grew up that way. And I really didn't embrace. Like, here's one of the things I said to someone, you know, so I have tattoos on me. I have Chief Sitting Bull on my ankle. I have a Chitty Mandela, which is like a drum with feathers. And I have a Chinese symbol meaning chief, which is supposed to mean chief, but who knows? That really tells you who I thought I was. Because when I left the Raiders to go to play the NHL, they started, because I looked First Nation, I looked Indigenous, so they started calling me chief. And I embraced chief as in basically being First Nation, but not Métis.
Hmm.
So when I was telling my story to one of the elders here about, geez, what just happened about probably 4 or 5 months ago, I didn't find my true identity as a Métis man. It didn't even look at myself as a Métis. I considered myself just half-breed, really, is what how I thought I was, a half-breed. And it's kind of like you're not Indian, but you're not white. So where do you belong? So that's where the whole, you know, as Indigenous, you have First Nation, they got their place, their treaty, they belong to a, you know, maybe a reserve or tribe, whatever. But as a Métis person, we just kind of fumble around from both to both, not really having an identity. And that's the biggest thing now with me and Brian, with our, you know, our thing is called, we're under Métis Nation Saskatchewan, but our thing is Inspire 365. And it's about bringing awareness to our Indigenous and not only non-Indigenous, we want to pave the way as Métis hockey players that we are inclusive to no one and that we're going to bring all cultures together. We're going to go to non-Indigenous communities. We're going to go to, you know, anything. To be Sikh communities, we want to bring everybody, get them involved in the sport, get them off the couch, get kids and youth back to just playing the game, throwing the sticks in the middle, let them a little bit do it with themselves instead of always being structured. So, lots going on.
Rich Pilon here on the Green Zone. More of our conversation coming up next on this National Day of Truth and Reconciliation here on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each and every day, one champ, one chump. George Pickens, Dallas Cowboys chump, actually admitted he did not know the game could end in a tie.
Kind of funny.
He thought they were like, oh, well, okay, field goal, let's keep going. And he was like, oh, we're done? We're leaving? Oh, I didn't. Shouldn't you know that as a professional?
You would think. So he is on the chump, but I do. I kind of feel for him. Because it seems so wrong.
To end in a tie. They should have
football.
A shootout.
In football.
Let's have a kickoff. The one kicker starts at the 40. They both kick 40s. Then they go to the 50. Then they go to the 60. Then they try 65.
I'm sending this to Stu.
You're going to have a kickoff.
It is maddening, is it not?
I don't like ties.
Ties,
but I understand
football?
In football you don't want to keep going because of the just, man, would anybody survive that? Our champs here on the Green Zone, we thank the Western Canada Pro Hockey Scouts Foundation, the work they're doing tonight to celebrate Indigenous hockey players, but also giving back to Indigenous community and Indigenous charities doing great work on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. They are the champs.
Well, and a huge thanks for the access to the people taking part in the event tonight as well. That was a great day.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill. The latest in sports. Yankees up on Boston still. Top of 7. Pitching duel going on right now. Only one solo shot home run is all we have for scoring. Earlier today, Tarek Skubal of the Tigers, 14 strikeouts, 2-1 win for the Tigers in game one. And the Cubbies got a 3-1 win over the Padres. Reds and the Dodgers coming up later. And Rider practice, Kian Schaefer-Baker back. Brett Lawther didn't practice. Back injury. And Kosi Onyeka released for code of conduct issues. That's it for us here on the Green Zone. Back at it tomorrow at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.